5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now on the line is former Representative Mike Rogers, who is also the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. We wanted to have him on today because there was a big story that broke yesterday about a guy who was a contractor. It worked at the NSA, and they got, apparently when they arrested him in August, we just found out about this because they unsealed the documents and announced the case yesterday. Apparently they found out that he had a lot of classified material in his possession out at his home in Glen Burnie. A lot of computers have been seized, etc. Good morning to you, Mike Rogers.
Brian, Larry, good morning.
All right, so some people have said this was, is this Edward Snowden too? What do you think about, well, based on what we know of this case thus far?
From what we know thus far, it's probably too early to tell. And I can tell you, doing a lot of these counterintelligence investigations, both overseeing them as chairman and working on some as an FBI agent when I was in the FBI a few years back, is that nothing is ever as it seems. So that nice guy neighbor who couldn't ever do anything wrong could very well be a spy, you know, who is taking money from a foreign agent to deliver some goods. So I don't think we know. What two things are suspicious about this to me is, A, how did they get on to him, which means they likely didn't catch anything leaving the building. They likely had some other stream of information that said, hey, you get some information leaking to another source. So that tells me that they either did it accidentally or maybe even on purpose was leaking some of that information, which got the FBI to put together their case and a warrant.
Well,
I read the affidavit, and it doesn't say anything about that. The charges are about the minimal charges they can do. So there still is a possibility it was just a guy who was a hoarder, or it could have been something more nefarious.
Yeah, apparently he does admit to having taken the secrets, but his defense attorney is on record as saying he did not intend to betray his country. Of course, you'd expect some kind of defense like that, but do you think there's some suggestion there that perhaps this was, you know, not somebody who had an intent to sell secrets, for example?
And unfortunately, we've seen this before, where there really isn't an intent. And I think, you know, this is a guy who would understand coding and understand coding at a pretty technical level. And some of these folks, this is a trophy thing for them. I had a part in this particular source code that did this really amazing thing for our government. And they take it home. You know, this is their trophy. This is the thing that, you know, gets them up in the morning. We have seen that before. This would not be completely uncommon if this, in fact, were the case. Again, the only question I would have is, how did they get on them? Which, again, tells me that's the big missing link here for me. I doubt that they just discovered that some of these things were missing. I think the code that they refer to in the affidavit is older code. There was some leak of this code in the press, I don't know, maybe about a month or so ago, which would correspond, you know, shortly thereafter his arrest. But, you know, there's, I think, a lot more to this story that's going to come out. Again, it could, at the end of the day, be a guy was just, he was that hoarder. He wanted to take that trophy home. But something tells me that the FBI got this another way. Okay. And that's what I'd be looking to come out here.
Well, and of course, if that were the case, though, if he was just wanted a trophy and he never had any intent to harm his country or let that fall into the wrong hands, then he'll be let off scot-free, right? I mean, that's what FBI Director James Comey explained with the Hillary Clinton case. I'm only lightly trolling the Hillary email issue here, Representative Rogers, because that's a precedent, isn't it? Couldn't they make this argument?
Well, the defense lawyers for other cases around the country have already made that argument. Matter of fact, many of the cases we had, there was a Navy individual who was taking pictures. He took a picture in a space on a submarine that was not permitted, and he had that picture on his cell phone. They, too, didn't find any indication he wanted to betray his country. And his defense lawyer immediately, well, they first asked for the Petraeus sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Hillary thing came out, his lawyer reconnected the Department of Justice, said, no, we want the Hillary Clinton adjudication on this case. So we've already seen there are real practical cases where defense lawyers are already saying, hey, this is no worse than that, or this is no worse than that. So that was a precedent that's going to be dangerous, and they're going to have to unwind and then re-engage the whole entire IC community that taking classified information is not a personal choice for you. You don't get to make that decision, and if you violate it, there'll be consequences. Right now, it's a little bit confusing.
All right, Mike Rogers, we're going to leave that. You listen, your CNN show, Declassified, has been renewed for a second season. So we appreciate you slumming it with us, your old friends in radio here. That's pretty good stuff. And Michigan by how many over Rutgers this weekend?
Oh my!
Oh, Michigan is going to do it by at least 3 touchdowns, likely 4.
All right, good to know.
We'll leave it right there. 7:40.
Go blue.